Masechtas Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We previously mentioned in the first Perek, Mishnah Gimel, that only things that are grown in Eretz Yisrael proper, that's considered Midaraisa Eretz Yisrael, has the halachas of Demai, but things that were only in outskirts and borders that only had Derabanan status, or outside of Eretz Yisrael completely, there's no halachas of Demai. So the Mishnah over here discusses that and gives exceptions. These things that we're going to list here are things that you have to take off Meiser of, from the Demai, all places, even outside Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says, Hadzveila, pressed figs, Vatamarim, and dates, Vacharuvim, and carobs, Vahairas, and rice, Vahakamine, and cumin. And over here the Mishnah is referring to specific varieties of these foods that were of higher quality, and they were commonly grown only in Eretz Yisrael proper. And so this type of variety leads us to believe that it came from Eretz Yisrael, even though it currently is found outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it has the halachas of Demai, you have to take Meiser off of it. However, foods that are grown outside of Eretz Yisrael don't need Demai taken off of. What about if foods from outside Eretz Yisrael are brought into Eretz Yisrael? So then, the Mishnah continues speaking about that. If it's something that's possible to be confused with the local produce in Eretz Yisrael, then you're going to have to take off Demai, even though it came from outside Eretz Yisrael. Because since it can be confused with the local produce, one might come to think that you don't need to take off Meiser from the Demai from the local produce. So all of the sort are going to have the lachas of Demai. However, there's an exception. As the Mishnah continues, it says, Ha'ayres shebechutz laretz, the rice that's grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, kol mishtamish b'menu pater, anybody that uses that rice is pater, is exempt from taking off Meiser from the Demai, from something purchased from Amaretz, because the rice varieties that grew outside of Eretz Yisrael looked nothing like the rice that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and specifically rice was something that they would never confuse, and therefore, even when brought into Eretz Yisrael, if it was rice from Chutz La'aretz, one did not have to treat the Demai with the halachas of Demai, because this was clear that it was not Eretz Yisrael grown produce. Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses what someone can do in order to become trustworthy that he's no longer Amaretz, he's trustworthy that he took off the proper Meiser from his produce. So the Mishnah says, Hamakabo alav lias neman, someone who accepts upon himself to be a neman, a trustworthy person, what does he need to do? He needs to accept upon himself, and this is publicly, he needs to make a declaration that he's going to accept to maser shehu eichal, he's going to take off Meiser off of everything that he eats himself, including Demai that he gets from Ha'amaretz. He's going to take off Meiser, everything that he eats, veshu meicher, and everything that he sells, veshu lekeach, and everything that he buys, if he's buying it from Ha'amaretz, where it's questionable if Meiser was taken off of. In all these cases, he accepts upon himself to take off Meiser. And there's one more requirement that is a different, there's a difference of opinion. The Mishnah says, ve'ene misareach etzal Ha'amaretz. He also has to accept upon himself that he's not going to eat as a guest at the house of Amaretz, because he's going to, in the process, be eating Demai, that Meiser was not taken off of over there, potentially not taken off of. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-misareich etzal Amaretz neman. That much he doesn't need to accept upon himself, even if he eats at the house of Amaretz, that's still acceptable for him to be trustworthy on his own produce. The Mishnah continues and there's a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Amru Lai, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Al Atzmai Ein Neman, if regarding himself, he's not even trustworthy, that he's willing to eat at an Amaretz's table and eat food that is Demai, Kate said, Ein Neman Al Shal Achir, how could he be trustworthy regarding other people? How could other people accept this man's produce and trust him that Meiser was taken off of? Can't be. He has to accept upon himself not to eat at an Amaretz's table. However, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that although he gives in to social pressure and he eats at his friend's house at Amaretz, even though it's Demai, but that doesn't mean that regarding his own produce, he has a higher standard and he could still be trusted on his own produce that he took off the Meiser.